Excitement for training camp is at an all-time high. Fans are anxious to see the team work on the field, but perhaps most interested in the battle for starting quarterback.
When you see, you know, from an outsider's perspective, you see, you know, 2-14 to 9-6, obviously that's making progress. And I think obviously that's not our goal. You know, me being here this year, you know, 9-6 was obviously, you know, a stepping stone of where we want to go.
I have to go to work every day. I have to be the same guy every day. My demeanor, my command in the huddle, I have to go make plays when plays present themselves. I have to take care of the football, and, you know, I have to get the team going in the right direction.
You know, you just try to build on that, and I think for where we're at right now, we're just trying to go out every day, focus on, you know, what the game plan is for that day. So whether it's first and second down, third down, 2 minute, you know, really focus on that and keep, you know, building on off of each day. And, you know, so I think last year, like I said, I wasn't here, but I think that's a great stepping stone, a great foundation for where, you know, we want to go.
You got to show up each and every day and, you know, earn your roster spot.
I think training camp goals for us as a team is to, you know, just to come together.
Oh, the focus of the team is amazing right now. Everything we're doing is team oriented. You know, there's no I out there. Nobody's, you know, worried about themselves. So I would say, you know, the main focus is everybody working together for the greater cause, and that's to win more games. And I think that's what we're doing right now.
To know the team or the opponent that you're going against is taking that next step, and, you know, becoming a great team, you have to know those things and pay attention to the little details. You know, Coach O'Brien preaches that, you know, day in and day out. You know, if we want to be successful, we have to, you know, be able to pay attention to the little details, you know, have to respond in the different situations, whether it's third down or in the red area and things like that. We have to be successful in those categories. So, you know, for us to be a great team, we'll have to take that next step.
We set the bar last year at 9-7. You're always trying to get better every year, and your goal is every year is to make the playoffs. And because once you get in the shot, you have a chance to win it. So that's our goal, just to make the playoffs. And each game, just get better and just fix something from last year. And that's our goal, is take it one game at a time and win.
The first day of training camp is in the books, and head coach Bill O'Brien seems pleased.
Yeah, the pace was good. Yeah, and these guys came back in good shape for the most part. I'd say 95% of this team, probably more than that, 97% of this team came back in great shape.
So it was good. It was a good first day. Get acclimated to the weather and just get out here with the guys.
Talk about the heat. It's a big difference from New England.
I don't practice the heat, man. I'm a football player. I practice in whatever I need to practice in.
I think it went pretty well. You know, first day of training camp, I had some butterflies, you know what I'm saying, you know. But you know, it's just fun. It's football.
I like the rookie class. You know, I think they work hard. They compete. So I didn't see anybody that was wide-eyed. You know, I just saw some guys that are still learning, still trying to get it down. But guys that definitely compete.
You know, just trying to be, you know, that the best team player I could be. Just, you know, doing everything I can, accepting the coaching and, you know, taking the advice from the veterans.
For fans, getting a front row seat to practice is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But the chance to get an autograph from their favorite player? Priceless.
That's good job today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Once you get into the grind of the season, you realize that having the fans there during camp is pretty nice. It's good that they get into it too, you know. You get some music out there, and it's cool to interact with them after practice and sign autographs.
I'm a Northeast boy. I'm not used to this Texas heat.
You're acclimated, so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not bad.
Do you think you can bench press me?
Bench press you?
Yes!
JJ! 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 Oh.
I actually want JJ to bench press you, but I'll take it to you as well.
I'm sure he can probably do it a little bit easier.
Hi, JJ.
Hi,
how are
you?
Thank you so much.
No problem. Here you go, bro.
You know, it'll be fun for me to interact with a new fan base. I know Texas is football country, just like me being from Ohio. I mean, it's one of the big states. They love their football, and obviously the Texans have a great fan support. So I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing that. And obviously with Hard Knocks, I think it'll even take it up a notch.
Houston loves you, Savage.
We love you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Good
luck.
Thank you.
I don't care what you're playing.
Oh, for. It's not cool.
But it's too cool.
I'm not allowed to say it's hot. It's not cool.
Stay.
I'll sign over his face. Thank you. Oh, you got him. I need this.
What, you signing my head?
Who wants? We need a Twitter selfie. We need a Twitter selfie.